This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, visiting with Aaron Klein, senior advisor to the former prime minister of Israel, Bibi Netanyahu, now leader of the opposition in the Knesset in Israel. Aaron has been explicating what it might mean for a threat to the region, especially Israel, if the remarks of Mohammad Zarif are correct. Javed Mohammad Zarif are correct. The outgoing foreign minister has made presentations to the parliament in Tehran that are alarming indeed about the immediate future of Iran's intentions with nuclear weapons, with ballistic missiles, with the bad acting of the whole region. But Aaron, does this statement right now rattle the Arab capitals who are participating in the Abraham Accords and might in future? Does this alarm everybody in the Gulf? And does this introduce the possibility once again of a nuclear arms race?
Moderate Arab countries have to be alarmed by not just Zarif's comments, but any reports that the Biden administration would seek to return simply to the already dangerous Iran nuclear deal of 2015, which, as we were talking about before the break, doesn't do enough to keep Iran perpetually from going nuclear, doesn't cover the ICBMs, doesn't cover the terrorist support, has a very weak inspection regime. Now, on the other hand, the Abraham Accords are secure. The Abraham Accords with the UAE, Morocco, Sudan, Bahrain, I think other countries absolutely in the Middle East and Persian Gulf still want to join the Abraham Accords. They're secure because the accords are about mutual interests between the United States, Israel and the moderate Arab countries on so many things, like fighting corona, on high tech technology, all sorts of medical advances. And of course, a large reason the Abraham Accords came about are because of what I like to refer to as the Netanyahu doctrine of peace through strength, of building Israel into a superpower, and also of Netanyahu sometimes standing totally alone on the world stage confronting Iran. So now you have the new regime in Israel that I hope is going to take a similar approach, although they are talking now about a different approach, which is really out there here in Israel, operating more behind the scenes. And we'll see how that works out, because I do believe that a multi-pronged approach is always necessary, meaning that Israel should obviously work continually behind the scenes with the U.S., but at times being vocal about the dangers of a nuclear Iran are critical. And you know what this the fact that you have these reports now coming out that an Iranian American journalist in Manhattan was the attempt of an alleged plot by Iran and apparently some agents that they were paying to kidnap her and then brazenly to possibly move her from the Hudson River, but somehow out of Manhattan and then smuggle her out of the United States in like a military style speedboat from Manhattan, looking for routes to get her to different areas. And the FBI has confirm this. If you're in the UAE, if you're in Bahrain, if you're in Oman, or even if you're, you know, in Israel or in the U.S. and you hear that Iran, or at least its cutouts, where it was attempting some sort of kidnapping from Manhattan, this just goes to show you the brazen mentality we're dealing with. At the same time, Iranians are talking to the U.S. about a future nuclear accord, and then they just had this questionable election. I say questionable questions about fairness in the election, in which a hardliner who doesn't even want to talk about ICBMs, who doesn't want to talk about relinquishing its support for terror, that hardliner is coming in. Yes, there are concerns that possibly, and there have been concerns for quite some time about this, that moderate Arab countries might, who knows, see all of this, read the tea leaves, and start, and I hope not, but start possibly their own nuclear projects or some sort of nuclear arms race. And that's what we're dealing with.
Aaron, there's a report in the Times of Israel that your defense minister says that it is time to prepare for nuclear Iran. What does that mean for Israel? Is that about taking offensive position? Or is that about building bomb shelters? Can you interpret that very unusual remark?
It is an unusual remark. I would hope that the rhetoric would more be about preventing Iran from going nuclear at all costs. And also, of course, if we're talking about a defensive posture here in Israel, aside from preparing for a nuclear Iran, I don't think that that's the kind of statement that should be made right now. But we also have Hezbollah to the north, that there have been fresh Israeli military assessments in recent days. And these, I believe, are very accurate, that if there is some sort of future war between Israel and Lebanon, or I should say, you know, Lebanon is a puppet of Hezbollah and Iran. So between Israel, if there's a future war between Israel and Hezbollah, we're talking here about a massive amount, 150,000, maybe more rockets that Hezbollah has at its disposal. And in just the opening day or 2 days of any conflict between Israel and Hezbollah, the Iranian puppet Hezbollah has, the IDF is warning, the capability of firing massive quantities of rockets at Israel, something the likes of which the Israeli home front has never seen. And this could be quite devastating in just the first 2 days alone in any sort of conflict. On the other hand, the IDF is very clearly maximizing its intelligence capabilities, I'm sure, in Lebanon to make sure that they know where a lot of the rocket storage is and the rocket launchers are. But I think it would be very difficult in the first few days of any conflict to take those out at a rate that would make such a difference for the incoming missiles and rockets. So there is an IDF assessment. It's very alarming that in any future conflict with Hezbollah, the Israeli home front in the opening days can suffer devastating blows.
Aaron, a concern here with less than a minute for the virus. The reports are that the virus outbreak is setting new records again, the Delta variant. And is there talk of lockdown? We have less than a minute.
Well, there was a statement by Naftali Bennett yesterday about the possibility that if the public doesn't heed the restrictions, there could be lockdowns. I'm not sure that that's where the country's going. Actually, because of the excellent vaccination program here, so far, fortunately for now at least, the hospitalization rate is it's ticking up slightly, but it's not escalating. And so Israel's really the canary in the minefield for Delta, the Delta variant. We have to watch very carefully, not the infection rate as much as the hospitalization rate. And for now, thankfully, that has been growing very slowly, and I hope that that continues to be the case.
Aaron Klein is a senior advisor to the former Prime Minister of Israel, Bibi Netanyahu, now leader of the opposition. He is in Israel reflecting upon these as yet unconfirmed reports of Zarif making declarations to the Tehran Assembly about nuclear weapons and the authority of Iran to acquire them or at least no longer be inspected in 4 years. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.